how many vehicles are in the caravan and if people want to join in or, and also where have you stopped before Portland?
Well, you know, it's growing and growing every day, every minute. Just when I left home, I had a veteran call K-Boo, the other veterans, what do you call it? He called me and he said they got a car, maybe three or four cars with the five or six veterans with medical supplies and a couple of medical people in there, and they want to join up with us at NEA. And so they're going to meet with us there for the breakfast. So, like I said, we're growing and growing. And I was foreseen in a vision that I was leading this thing into Standing Rock, and so, but I didn't think that I could really make it, you know. And so they said, "You got to go." So they put me on an airplane, and I got to meet them down there. So, and it's growing and growing. We got people come from all over the country that's going to meet up and go down there. I just wonder how it's going to, a gathering like this, I believe, is something that's really historical, you know, very historical gathering.
Indeed.
I also think that we started working with Buzz probably about a month ago, somewhere around there, and we're actually working on two caravans. We have an international caravan that's leaving on the 18th, and it's going to be there on the 20th. Then we have the veterans caravan that's leaving Friday. There's been communication with other veteran caravans in Seattle, and apparently they have a big group from up there, and this group down here just seems to get bigger. We actually started out with one van and one truck, and from that one van and one truck, it went to 10, 15, 20 cars and, you know, 60 people. And so now these caravans are merging together. And from what they told me today in a conversation with these veterans from Washington State is they have about 100 plus veterans that are coming, and plus what we have. So we're looking close to around 200 veterans that are leaving the Northwest all by them, you know, with their groups. And they also have support network, which is Linda and myself and our niece and quite a few other people that have put this together so that our veterans here, because Native people, we honor veterans, and it doesn't matter what color you are or what fight you were in, as long as you're brave to us, and that's what matters to us. And these veterans that have come to be with us, you know, during the snow time, you know, they're the ones that we honor that way, because they're going to freeze just like we are.
Mm-hmm. One thing we're concerned with is a possible passageway by the police if we're stopped in any way. If we could get something that'll keep that open for us, then, you know, we'd be wide open. It'd be a really a good thing to know. We just hope that they don't get involved with us in stopping us on our way there, you know. Because anytime you get a Native caravan or Native people gathering, we seem to have that problem. But this isn't all Native now, so maybe we can get by.
Rose, Tashina, did you want to say anything?
Just that we have, we'll be meeting at the Native American Youth Association on Friday the 2nd to have breakfast from 8 to 10, and the address is 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard. But also at this time, me and my daughter would like to sing a song for our world, and our water protectors, and all our people that have been helping us. So. Wonka Tonka, Ushimalayo, Omagiayo, Omagiayo, Heyo, Daka Wonka, Ushimalayo, Omagiayo, Omagiayo. Wonka Tonka. Lanka, Ushimalayo, Omagiayo, Omagiayo, Heyo, Dakuwanka. Tonka Ushimalayo Omagiayo Omagiayo Heyo Dakuwaka Ushimalayo Omagiayo Omagiayo Heyo Wankantanka Ushimalayo Omagiayo Omagiayo Heyo Dakuwanka Omagiayo, Omagiayo,
we would like to invite the community to come out on Friday to Nea. We want everybody there to we're gonna have a prayer ceremony in the morning with the veterans before we all take off on the caravan, and we would like everyone to come and pray with us and eat with us and whatever people can bring to donate, and we will take it with us. We would appreciate all of that, and so would the people of Standing Rock.
Real quick, we're almost out of time. What if people are looking to donate? What are the kind of supplies that you guys are looking to take with you? What is most needed right now?
Cold weather gear.
Cold weather gear. I just got a call from Standing Rock last night, and they said we need the bigger propane tanks that they could fill up with propane, and also any finances that we could help with the veterans. We got together and we got them warm gear. For the few veterans that we have, but we don't know how many that we're going to have. So anything like propane stoves that can be that could heat up a teepee or anything like that would be good. Cold weather tents, anything like that.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have on the news today, but I want to thank you all for coming on. If you're just tuning in, you've missed an amazing discussion and an amazing song that will be available on our website. But in the studio with us is John Sanchez, Buzz Nelson, Tashina McKinney, and Rose Looking. You can find out more about the crowdfunding for this caravan to Standing Rock at crowdrise.org. That's www.crowdrise.org, and search for Water is Life.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Lisa Loving and Al Khan. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News and everyone who has called to become a KBOO member during our drive. Our engineer is Wesley the Potentiometer Seway. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website, website at kboo.fm/evening news. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Kanan Schlesinger.
And I'm Jenna Yokoyama. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Wednesday Talk Radio with Paul Rowland, news, commentary on local, national, and international issues. At 9, on Political Perspectives, investigative journalist and author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Greg Palast, says that the recent U.S. election was in fact rigged. We discuss how. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, your daily news magazine with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Radio Zine hosts alternates Stephen Rosenfield. He digs deep into the swing state recount efforts underway and what might come of them. A reminder, during the KBOO membership drive, that all new and increased gifts to KBOO are matched one-to-one through the end of the year. Thanks to the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate for more.
All right. Can we have those singers come back? That was amazing.
What other station will you hear that spine-tingling, hair-raising, beautiful live vocalization? No other radio station, just here on KBOO, 877-500-5266. I just want to say thank you to those water protectors.
That was
thank
great.
You very much.
Yeah. And if that doesn't fetch them, I don't know what will. But that's one of the unique things about the KBOO Evening News. People coming on, and we heard some beautiful singing. That was amazing, and
important too.
And
not
important
just beautiful,
too. Yeah.
But important.
Yeah.
That's an imploring prayer.
Yeah, it's for a good cause. We're trying to motivate people, and we provide a perspective on the news that you just don't hear anywhere else. And I think that
and
is
there's
worth,
a reason for that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think that is worth $10 a month. A mere $10 a month, you get to hear news programs like that every day, Monday through Friday. We've got our take on the news. We're providing the perspective that you don't hear anywhere else. And I think for me to ask you to call us now at 877-500-5266, for me to ask you to call up and say, hey, I'll support $10 a month, I don't think that's a big ask. I think that's pretty reasonable.
And if you give us a call, you can join these people. I have a whole bunch of thank yous.
Oh, yeah, long
list.
We
have a whole lot. Brenda from Northeast PDX renewing. Deanna from Northeast PDX renewing. John renewing from White Salmon. Ruby, new, North
yes,
PDX.
Yes.
Claire, North PDX renew. Rosellen, White Salmon renew. John, Southeast PDX. Lee, new. Northeast PDX, welcome to the family. Linda, renew Southeast PDX. Russell, new, welcome to KBOO, Southwest Portland. Blade, new, Southeast Portland. Jabara, a renew, Hiley, Idaho. You got a couple over there?
Wow, yes, hot off the press. Paulina, new, from Northeast Portland. And Robert, another new one from Southeast Portland.
So perhaps,
thank you.
So perhaps this story, this is a really incredibly important story going on right now, and you're listening, and this must be touching an emotional nerve in you like it does to me. This is so important, and we are part of it. KBOO actually has a volunteer that is in a yurt there. He's been there for 4 weeks, our friend and our volunteer, Christopher, and he's got the wood-burning stove, and he's put for the winter, and this is a really important battle, and KBOO, we're on the front lines, kind of, because we're in Portland, we're not there, but we are reporting on this, we're supporting, we're helping. You are wanting to help as well, obviously, from all these calls that just came in. Come join the KBOO family, 877-500-5266, kboo.fm, click on the donate link.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of people out here who rely on this newscast to get the news, to get the straight story, or at least get a perspective that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And we're able to do this because we're a community resource, we're a community radio station, but we do need your support. We do exist on the generous donations of listeners like you, so give us a call, 877-500-5266. We've got a matching period for another couple minutes, so if you pledge now, your money will be doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And what more reason do you need? I mean, in addition to this wonderful news program, this unique perspective on how the world is turning. You also, the money will be doubled. So, please give us a call, 877-500-5266. We would love to hear from you.
New members, old members, this is your station, KBOO-FM in Portland. This is your radio station. We're mostly volunteers here. I think there's, 8, 9 paid?
Yeah, and then 400 volunteers.
400 volunteers. Like some of us have shows. Some of us just show up to answer phones and do the pitching. People show up just to wash dishes and clean up. Well, this is a volunteer community. So it's like a community garden, except it's indoors, and what we grow is information and knowledge and relationships, which are just as important as beets and radishes, if you ask me.
And people do all those things because they feel this is important. This is important to have this radio station, to have this perspective, this outlook, people asking those tough questions. The other news sources, we're not looking. They're looking for a soundbite. We're looking for what's the rest of the story?
Right.
Give us an in-depth story on what's going on out of Standing Rock, and not just a 30-second soundbite where somebody's insulting somebody. Let's get down to these complicated issues, and let's unpack them, and let's talk about them. And that's worth it. That's worth your support. I think that's a reasonable ask. 877-500-5266.
The information you're going to get from KBOO is real useful information. We don't do cause celeb. We don't do celebrity car crashes and relationships. We do news that matters to you and actually has some kind of gravitas, some kind of importance. And that's why you listen to us. You don't listen to the other news. You listen to us because this is the stuff you want, and we want to give it to you. 877-500-5266. Help us help you.
Yeah, and beauty of community radio is there's a direct relationship between the listeners and the station. Mm-hmm. There's no community advertiser saying, "Oh, listen, I want to sell some pretzels or beer or whatever." So you need to let's market that demographic.